Okay, so I have loved Maybelline since I became aware of it when I was, probably 13, 14. I have used Maybelline for that long. And their new Lifter Plump lip gloss is absolutely insane. It is so fabulous. It gives me the perfect puffy pout. And one thing about me is I always have a lip on. Like I wake up in the morning, I brush my teeth, and I apply a lip. I'm just that girl. I'm sorry, I have to. And I'm obsessed with this new Lifter Plump. Okay. Here's why. There's a little heat in it, and it just makes your lips look so kissable, so perfect, so divine. I'm obsessed, quite frankly. Can you take the heat? Find your shade at Maybelline.com or a retailer near you. Amazon shoppers get 10% off Lifter Plump purchase with code 10PLUMP for a limited time.
Thankfully, C4 Energy has reinvented the energy drink game with C4 Smart Energy, the only energy drink clinically proven to provide enhanced mental focus. C4 Smart Energy is formulated with 200 milligrams of natural caffeine from green coffee beans, plus potassium, niacin, and vitamin B12 to support well-being and help you feel your best, all while promoting fat burn and boosting metabolism. So I have recently tried C4 Smart Energy, and let me tell you, it is giving me a boost. That caffeine is hitting because I have a very short attention span. I get distracted so easily, and I tried it, and I was like, yeah, this is a boost, all right. I love that. Look for Smart Energy every day in the beverage aisle at your local Costco. Go grab a can and share on social media tagging at C4 Energy and the It's Me Tinks podcast to show us how Smart Energy helps you stay focused wherever you are. C4 Smart Energy. Stay focused.
Have you heard about Roback Activewear? Well, let me introduce you. You may have seen that subtle dog logo on your man's polos, hoodies, or Q-zips, but now Roback is growing their women's line. They strive for the best fit and best feel. I am so glad that Roback is now doing women's wear as well, because they really have it down when it comes to super soft athletic wear that is just the cutest ever and so, so, so comfortable. You know me, I'm all about comfort. I'm all about feeling cozy while on the go, and I am always on the go. So go Roback. We love that you're in women's wear now. It's 2024, the spring's coming, and ladies, it's time to check out Roback for yourself. So use the code TINKS on Roback.com for a generous 20% off your first order for all hoodies, joggers, skorts, and more. That's spelled Roback.com. That's 20% off with the code TINKS. What's up, guys? Welcome back to It's Me Tinks. Hello. Hello, everyone. Happy Friday. Did we survive the short week? Is it just me, or does it always seem like when there's a long weekend, the week is so out of whack? I'm like, I don't know what day it is. The days are going by so fast. Work is all stacked up. The email is going crazy. Wow, I sound so middle-aged right now. That's okay, whatever. Hey, listen, guys, before we get into it, today is Friday, June 3rd, and it is a day where we wear orange for gun violence. I'm wearing orange today. I really hope you're wearing orange or a little something orange on your body today. I hope you take a picture of it, throw it up on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, whatever. Use the hashtag wear orange and tag Everytown. The reason that we wear orange, and I didn't know this until this week, is because when Hydea Pendleton was shot in 2015, that's the color that her friends wore. And then also that's the color that hunters wear in when they're hunting to say, don't shoot. It is so vital that we keep gun safety close to our hearts. And we don't lose this energy. We have a lot of energy right now around the issue right now. By the way, there's like three more shootings. It's honestly beyond comprehension. This is ridiculous, and we cannot stop this time. So please wear orange with me. And we'll all do it together. And we're gonna keep this momentum going because it's vital. Okay, I love you guys. Guys, my backseat driving is so out of control right now. This morning, so Sethi has to pick me up for work every morning now. He picks me up to go to the studio, and otherwise Lauren drives me places now. And I hate that. Okay. I hate that for so many reasons because, so if you don't know, 3 months ago, 3.5 months ago now, a drunk driver hit my car. It was parked outside of my house. She hit it at 5:30 in the morning. She's coming back from the club. I
haven't spoken about this a lot, but I don't have any tolerance for drunk driving, like, whatsoever, because my uncle was hit in a really, really bad drunk driving accident when he was 18, and he lived his entire life, like, severely, severely disabled. And I honestly think, sorry to just go here and open the Friday on this, but I honestly think that they should take teenagers and take them to go visit people who have been hit by drunk drivers, because when you're around someone who's so severely disabled, like, you never... You just don't. You're like, that's not an option. It's 100% preventable. Just don't get in the car after you've been slamming shots. Anyway, it's a cause I'm very passionate about. And so this girl, it goes down my street, which, by the way, I live in a completely residential neighborhood. There's a ton of kids and a ton of dogs on my street. I just thank God that no one was hurt. She's speeding down. And I live on a dead end street. Girl. I'm sorry, if you don't have money to get home from the club after you are wasted, if you don't have that Uber money, don't go out, okay? Sorry. It's not your right to party and put everybody else at risk. Anyway, sorry. Came in hot today, you guys. My car was totaled. It was like up a tree. I walked out. I was like, oh, I don't remember parking it exactly like that, although I am a bad parker. My car has been gone for 3.5 months because... of like supply chain issues. They needed parts. They had to like basically rebuild the car. And my insurance only gave me a month, which is a long time, of a rental car. And I'm just like, I'm not a cheap person, but I hate spending money where I don't have to. Really, really don't like it. Like I think that's probably why I like to do all my, that's why I love all the product recommendations for you guys, why I'm so specific. I really don't mind spending money, but when it counts. And I'm like, just refuse to spend money on a fucking rental car when it's not my fault. Anyway, back to this morning. I'm in the car with Sethi and I'm like, don't do that. There's a curb. There's a car. And he was like, can you chill out? And it's funny because over the weekend, I was with Lucas in the car and he has a big, big Escalade. And I was like, go slower, go faster. There's a stop sign there. And he was like, your backseat driving is out of control. And I've come to the conclusion it's because I miss driving so much. I love to drive. You know me, car time, something I haven't talked about in so many months because I haven't had my freaking car. If you don't know, car time is like, it's what I call just being in the car, meditative. I like it so much. It's part of the reason that I moved to California. Everyone's always bitching about the LA traffic. Not me, man. I have my coffee. I have my ESWB. I have my playlist. I have my air conditioning. I'm happy. It's like meditation for me. Everyone talks about those meditation pods. I'm like, if you have a car, it's the same fucking thing. Ugh, I miss my car so much. But when I get back from London, hopefully it will be there. And I'm sorry to all my friends who I've been backseat driving for. And also, so Lauren is my assistant, and I don't like the idea of my assistant driving me. It really doesn't sit right with me. We don't have that type of relationship. She's more of like COO of my business. And I really, really hate that. So when we go places and people see it, they're like, oh, damn, Tanks is big diva having her assistant driver. I'm like, it's not my fault. Lauren honestly kind of likes it because she says I drive like a maniac, but I drive like a safe maniac. There's a difference. So Bottle Rock, you guys, I've been busting at the seams to talk about how much I love Bottle Rock, and my obsession with Northern California continues. If you don't know, Bottle Rock is a food and music and wine festival in Northern California. It's one weekend only, 3 days. I went once before when I was 26, maybe, with my roommates, and I went back, and I can't emphasize enough what a wonderful time it was. It was night and day from Coachella, okay? And I think poor Coachella has lost its way a little bit in terms of what it's the heart and mind of the whole situation. It's not its fault. It's every influencer in LA's fault, myself included. And Bottle Rock is a true reflection of its place and its people, in the sense of it's just good people, man. It's food and wine people. You know the Julia Child saying, people who love to eat are always the best people. I love that saying, and this is so true for Bottle Rock. I went with William Sonoma, and go figure, they are the best hosts of all time. Their entire team is like cool, hot young people who like love to cook and like know about different cuts of meat. And I'm like, fuck, I want to be you. You're so cool. They're like, oh yeah, this is a 12-hour smoked brisket that I did on the green egg and ham. And I was like, oh my God, hot. So cool.
Cooking will always be the coolest to me. Cooking and music. Cooking and rock stars. And then the lineup was so phenomenal because at first glance, you think, what ties these people together? You got Kygo. You got Metallica. You got Pink. You got Luke Combs. But then when you get there, it's the best freaking thing I've ever been to because it's a little bit of everything. And it's no one that you're really stressed out about. Here's another thing that was I liked more than Coachella. At Coachella, they put all of everyone's favorite artists at the same time. So you couldn't see anyone. You were just running across the field, just out of breath with dust in your eyes the whole time. At Bottle Rock, it was kind of like Metallica or Kygo. Not a lot of overlap, I think, in the fandoms there, which is great, which is smart, right? Give people a choice that makes sense. I was with my best friend from age 3, Coco. We had the best time. It was so, so nice to catch up with her and spend some quality time with her. And Napa is obviously the best. The food, the wine, loved it. Absolutely loved it. So I have a trip planned to Palm Desert coming up, and I booked an Airbnb because I wanted to be with all of my friends. This house we booked has a beautiful pool, so you guys know I will be catching some rays and doing a little bit of tanning. I know a few friends who have houses, and when they're away, whether it's on a trip or they're traveling for work, they just Airbnb their houses. So they're like actively making money while they're away, which is kind of the dream, right? Like passively making extra money. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, where Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy who makes no apologies for her game on and off the court. For more than a decade, she has former best friends Patrick and Art, played by Josh O'Connor and Mike Feist, under her spell. It's Tashi's game and Tashi's rules. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com. All the must-have styles that pair with everything this spring. DSW has all the must-have styles from fun, colorful sandals to sporty soles and cool fashion sneakers. All the latest styles, fun colors, and best brands at great prices. Okay, you guys, it is officially spring. Thank goodness. I've been so excited to get out of the colder weather, and I'm excited to start wearing more spring-forward looks, okay? I am excited to show my toes again. They've been in hiding, right? I got a pedicure, and I am ready for open-toed shoes. I'm ready to do like a little jean with a wedge. I am ready to do some beautiful strappy sandals at the upcoming weddings that I have. I am just so excited for all of the opportunities to wear cute shoes, and DSW has so many options, and I will be needing quite a few pairs, so it's time to shop. Explore the latest spring styles at your nearest DSW store or online at dsw.com. To know me is to know that I am obsessed with spicy margaritas. Love tequila cocktails? Then check out the award-winning 21 Seeds Infused Tequila. It's a one-of-a-kind tequila infused with the juice of real fruit. 21 Seeds is smooth, not sweet. It smells fresh and bright and tastes incredible. Try 21 Seeds Infused Tequila. Learn more at 21seeds.com. Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. This Mother's Day, spoil the moms in your life with little luxuries from Osea. I am obsessed with Osea because it is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate neutral certified. And I just know I can feel very safe using everything. My mom loves it too. I always gift her Osea because I know she's obsessed with it. She is a big fan of the body oil. She just loves how soft it makes her skin feel. It is the best. The Undaria Algae Body Oil is seriously one of a kind. Like I said, that's my mom's favorite. It's rich yet never greasy, and it's clinically proven to instantly improve skin elasticity. It leaves skin silky, soft, and unbelievably glowing. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code TINKS at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code TINKS for 10% off. Okay, my rom-com review of the week is 40 Days and 40 Nights. Do you guys remember that movie? I had completely forgotten it. And I'm going to go ahead and say it's not going to make it onto Rom-Com Universe. It's not going to make it on the grid of my 80 favorites. But not because it's not fantastic, just because it's not something where I would like really watch it over and over again. You guys, this is a movie that truly would not be made now. If you haven't seen it, it's about Josh Hartnett, who, by the way, fucking regulation hottie. Where is he? Have we seen him for a while? He was so hot. He is so hot. I'm sure he's hot dilf somewhere now. Okay, so it's about Josh Hartnett. He ends his big relationship. It's in a disaster. There was a bad breakup, and he feels like, you know, he has to do something to shake himself out of it. And so then it's Lent, and he decides to give up sex for 40 days and 40 nights, which, by the way, is over a month, okay? And I don't want to put myself on blast here, but I have definitely done this without trying. But that's because, guys, remember what I always say. Women fuck who they want. Men fuck who they can. Always remember that, okay? And never call it a dry spell. This is just a sidebar from the movie. Never call it a dry spell. There's just no one up to your standards, okay? It's all about what we tell ourselves. It's all about framing, okay? So, okay, Josh Hartnett, and he right away obviously meets this really hot girl who's just so stunning. It's the girl from A Knight's Tale, Shannon Sossaman. Oh my God, I think the most beautiful woman ever to walk the earth. Seriously, go look her up. It's insane. And so then he like has to explain to her that he's not having sex and she really likes him. And here's what would not check now. She was like offended by it. She thought it was whack that he was doing that. If a guy, can you imagine if a Gen Z guy told a Gen Z girl, oh, I'm abstaining for sex for 40 days to like get my mental health in check. They'd be like, oh my God, amazing. Let's do it together. Let's in fact, never meet up at all because our generation doesn't like to do that. Let's just text for the next year. But it's very funny. There's just a lot of jokes in there that I don't think would fly now, but it's a great rewatch. And it's set in San Francisco. My favorite. Very funny. So you'll have to check it out. It's a goodie. It's just cheeky and fun and lighthearted. I think what I like also about rom-coms I'm starting to tease out is that in a lot of the sillier ones, there's always friend groups. Like the rom-com relies a lot on the friend group of the guy and the girl. And then in the friend group, there's always like the geeky one, the silly one. And then for the girl, she always has one like really hot friend or like the kind of quiet one, like Judy Greer from The Wedding Planner. She plays the friend in the rom-com a lot, and I fucking love her for it. She's a great best friend of leading lady. So go rewatch that. So I got an interesting DM this week that I've been thinking about and mulling over all week. And basically she wrote in and said, who should talk first on Hinge? Okay. And I have an opinion on this. Shocker. I have an opinion and I don't know that I can fully back it up, but it's my fucking opinion, okay? I think the guy should talk first. Okay. And obviously, you've got Bumble where the girl has to go first. And that's great because then it's kind of like there's no option. But I think when there's optionality, I do believe the guy should talk first. Obviously, I'm talking in a hetero relationship right now. I don't know. You know, it is Pride Month. And I actually do want to learn more about gay dating culture because it's different. I think that there's different, just a different culture in general. And I know because I talked to my gay friends and they're like, oh, my God, I would never do that. That's like, not especially I think gay male relationships, there's a totally different culture, and I'm learning more about it mainly from Glenn. He sometimes looks at me when I do things with guys and he's like, I would literally never do that. I don't know why you're doing that. And I'm like, it's different. Anyway, so I wrote to my follower and I said, I think if a guy doesn't start the conversation, it doesn't mean that he's not going to go on a date with you, and it doesn't mean that he's not interested. It just means he's dating passively. And I think that there's a huge difference between dating passively and dating actively. Because in the beginning, the guy has to care. okay? And if you start the conversation, you're like, hey, and he's like, hey, this is like, yeah, you could probably eke a date out of him, but why? Why bother, right? He's not that interested. He's not that bothered. That means he's sitting at his desk at JP Morgan as an analyst in his little Brooks Brothers shirt with his little vest over, just fucking swiping, just getting carpal tunnel in the wrist from swiping so much on every dating app known to mankind. He's not extremely taken with you. To me, when you match with a guy and he's like, wow, I really want to take this girl on a date, he says hello. It's like with anything, right? If a guy likes you, he'll text. That rule, it's like this. If a guy really finds you interesting, your profile, he'll open the conversation. That's my belief. I have another theory that I want your guys' take on. Settle a debate, rather. The Raya theory. So Raya, in case you don't know, is a exclusive dating app for, it used to be for like celebrities, and then it got to be like influencers too, and then it got to be like anybody in the industry. It's kind of like Soho House, right? It started exclusive and now it's kind of like, everybody. I'm just kidding. I love you, Soho House. Please don't kick me out. Please don't kick me out of Raya either. Although I don't know why I need to be in there, because it's trash. And Raya culture is like nobody meets up. Nobody meets up. You think that Hinge is bad? You think that Bumble is bad? Take a little swim in Raya's pool, because Raya might as well be called Who Is More Famous, Me or You? That is what Raya should be called as an app. They're 100% kicking me off. It's literally people just going, oh, do you have a blue check mark? Oh, do you have how many followers do you have? Oh, no, no. And then people just match to say it's like a dick measuring competition. And then no one talks. And if they do, it's like, hey, hey. And the profiles on Raya, you guys, are so, I wish I could screenshot them, but here's the funny thing. Raya doesn't allow screenshots. If you screenshot, you get kicked off, which is smart because I have to protect, you know, the celebrities and what have you. Okay. Every person on Raya is a slashy. Remember from Zoolander, the slashy award? Every person on Raya is like model slash actor slash investor. That's the new thing, right? It back in the day, like 80s and 90s, it was cool to be like a producer, a music producer, a movie producer. Now everybody's an investor. I'm like, you're not an investor. You took 10K of daddy's money and you invested in a CBD fucking like soap company. And now you think that you're Andreessen Horowitz. Okay? You're not an investor. Chill out, buddy. The other slashy thing that they have is like their location. Everyone's like Tulum / LA / London / Zurich. I'm like, really? You live in all those places? That's cool. I live in LA. Anyway, the debate is Sethi, my manager, thinks that the only way on Raya to get a girl's attention is to send a direct request. I think it costs $2 or $3. For me, and he says that because he thinks every girl has just so many matches, which does support my theory that everybody just matches to get validation on Raya. To me, whenever I've gotten a direct request on Raya, I'm like, immediately no. Immediately no, so thirsty. Immediately no. So please settle that debate for us. But yeah, I stand by what I said. I think that on Hinge, the guy should talk first. And if you talk first, yeah, maybe you spark a combo. I'm going to get all these DMs that's like, I met my husband on Hinge and I talked first. That's great. I'm just like, for me, I'm looking for people when I'm on dating apps to put in that effort. I just like to be pursued a little bit. How low is the bar is on the floor? The bar is on the floor. Like, it used to be that men would like ride their horses and, you know, whatever. And now we're just asking them to talk first on Hinge. I don't know why I talked about horse riding. This morning was a little chaotic. I'm sorry, guys. Listen, I have a new mantra that I'm so excited to share with you. I'm so excited. Okay. So I'm reading this book right now called, it's called Tiny Beautiful Things by Cheryl Strayed. You can probably guess if you know the book why I'm reading it. It's about Dear Sugar, the advice column. Obviously, I really look up to anybody who gives advice professionally. And Dear Sugar is something that I've read a lot in the past, her old columns. And so this book is a collection of some of her best essays. But in the book, Cheryl Strayed says in some advice that she's giving to someone, she said, trusting yourself
means living out what you already know to be true. Isn't that amazing? That immediately went on my words to live by list. I just love that. Trusting yourself means living out what you already know to be true. What a wonderful, wonderful note to end on. I love finding a new mantra. I'm going to end on that note, you guys. I hope everyone has a wonderful, safe, beautiful weekend. Make sure to DM me, email me, whatever, about the Hinge Raya thing, because I want to have a conversation with you about it. I love you all so much. Please wear orange today. Tag Everytown if you do it. I hope to see you doing it with me. I love you. Have a safe weekend. Bye.